This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, in just a second from the 832. Corey, if there's a...
I think so.
Okay. Good morning, guys. Will y'all give a shout out to brand new Tolo Hayden, born at 5:04 this morning. Good for them for still being awake. Like, I don't know if that labor happened all through the night, and... I mean, that's 6 hours ago. I'm proud of that person for still being awake and still doing stuff.
Yeah, because you got a nap.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe they C-sectioned it.
That is still a traumatic procedure.
How would that like affect their awakeness?
I don't know.
I mean, like, that is only, I would be asleep if somebody cut open my stomach.
True story. The first time I really, really remember meeting your wife, Mike, was when I rolled over on the hospital bench and she was in the room and she's like, "Hi guys," because she was going to be Noah's doctor the morning after he had been born. And I was like, "Hey," and in my brain, I'm like, "I think that's Mike's wife. I'm so tired."
You mean that Mike's wife didn't guide y'all through the whole process of
eventually
preparing for a baby? They like, she was just the after effect?
No. Yeah. Because we had a different doctor before
delivery doctor.
He was born and everything like that. No. He's the best. He is.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
Well, he's all okay.
Sue doesn't do C-sections.
Exactly. At what he does. He's also the person who told me not to go to training camp because remember we were in a position where like it looked like Noah could be born imminently. And I go, "Hey, can I still go like on a trip to California?" And he goes, "Yeah, I know what you do. How long is that trip? 1 day?" And I go, "No, it's like a week and a half." And he goes, "Don't go." So there
Thanks
you go.
For listening, Doc.
All right. Right now.
We missed your Riz that year in
Let's
Oxnard.
Chat with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How's it going?
This is going to be a weird question to start off. I'm doing well. I hope you are doing well, too.
Just a little rushed because I was a little late because we were taping a segment. And we started, and it was only 2 minutes long, and we got in 15 seconds, and I said, "Oh, I don't have a mic."
that feels important.
We always have Mike Bassett.
That's true. Have you heard any of the players use the word Riz, and are you familiar with what that means?
Neither.
Okay. All right. Just, in case it comes
up, educate me.
It's short for charisma. So it's like you're instead of saying charisma, you're saying Riz.
I got some Riz.
Yeah. So you have some charisma.
All
about
right.
Yourself.
I learned something today.
Okay, Mickey.
So one thing I want you to consider, perhaps for today, perhaps for tomorrow, who do you think has the most Riz on the team? Just something for you to think about. In the meantime.
Yes.
Okay. In the meantime, I know we're all excited. The Cowboys scored the most points they have under Cooper Rush, and I appreciate that. But what can be done about the fumbling issues? Because it didn't cost them, but it did feel like at the end of the first half that it was going to cost them.
Well, for that particular play, right, just run a simple play, right? Don't get fancy. Just hand the ball off to Rico Dowdle. Don't be pulling the ball back and act like you're going to do a quarterback run or what I think they were trying to do, because if you watch the play – Ferguson was in motion from the left to the right, and I think he was going to roll right and throw a little toss pass to Ferguson because they figured that they were going to be crashing the line of scrimmage with all the defense, and the Panthers wouldn't cover the tight end going out, and all they needed to do was pick up 1 yard, right?
Yeah.
So to me, that'll solve the fumbling issue. You know, the other part, Cooper Rush does not need to get in a hurry, catch the shotgun snap for sure, or when you're running, you know you're not out there to gain 15, 20 yards. Just get down and protect the ball. But that last one, I just thought they got too fancy on a 3rd and 1.
Hold on to the ball.
Fair.
When we were in training camp, we were all kind of like, okay, what are we doing at the defensive? How are we getting to the quarterback? We kept asking that. And then in that time, Carl Lawson showed up, and then he disappeared and shows back up. What's been your take on his production this season?
I think it's gotten better this last part of the season. I thought he looked like a guy that didn't go through the offseason with any team, didn't go through training camp with any team, and then showed up and kind of needed to do some, you know, get ready type prep.
Code
to be able
shape.
To play in a game, right? and now these last couple games, I think he's starting to show up. Now, again, I'm going to consider the competition, right? You know, you won three of the last four?
Absolutely.
And I think Washington was the only team with a winning record.
Yeah.
Now you got to play 3 teams with winning records. Now, how well are you going to play?
Better.
I have concerns about that.
Got to play better for sure.
Well, no, I mean, think about what Tampa Bay's doing, right? And we don't have to worry about the other games because if they lose one, they're out, right?
Yes.
Tampa Bay is kind of hot. They're scoring a lot of points. So you mentioned that, you know, they scored 30 with Cooper Rush at quarterback. Better be able to do it again the way Tampa Bay's offense has been functioning.
Okay, let me ask you this because the win over the Chargers, very impressive. The three before that, they have also, the Falcons, played a whole bunch of crap teams. Do you factor that in at all as well? Like, I know they've been winning, but their schedule before the Chargers game has been pretty eh.
Yeah, and rightfully so. But again, you know, and they've won those games.
That's true.
And Baker Mayfield's been playing awfully well.
I agree with that.
And I think they probably are a little healthier than the Cowboys. I mean, think about the cornerback position right now with the way that offense has been functioning. You're not going to have Diggs. You're not going to have Butler. And who knows about Awarie and Jordan Lewis at this point, because neither one of them.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Them finish the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you got at cornerback? They signed a couple guys to the practice squad a week or so ago. Dee Delaney and yes. Troy Pride, and I'm sure you're familiar with their work.
They play the cornerback position on the street.
And, you know, the depth at the quarterback position against the quarterback that's been playing awfully well, I think, is concerning. So the bottom line there, you better be really good up front getting pressure in the passing game. Because, and that was one of the keys of handling Bryce Young. They got undue pressure on him, and that kind of turned the tables on how that game was going. And you better be able to do it again when you've basically, if Jordan Lewis can't play, you got one starting corner on the field.
Okay, and that is... That is soberingly fair. Mm-hmm. Like, it really, really is. One thing I've been encouraged by was, especially with the turnovers, they've been like multi-person operations. You know, like Leafau came in, forced a fumble. Odighizuwa forced another fumble. Jordan Lewis tipped the pass that Eric Kendricks came up with. Mukwamu added an interception. Like, I do appreciate that a lot of these turnovers haven't just been like one-man shows. They've been like two, three, sometimes four people operations that have made these happen.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. And the defense has been playing much better. If you think about it, I want to say at one point they were minus 11 in the turnover differential.
Yikes.
And I think they've got it down to minus 4 or 5 now.
Which is a huge improvement. Still so not they, great,
yeah,
but a huge improvement.
Just exactly what you said. And yeah, and I think you're seeing a lot of guys contributing to that. And, you know, a lot of turnovers, it's like, okay, Jordan Lewis tipped the ball. Well, what are the chances it was going to go right into the hands of Kendricks, right? But you did make a play. Now, the fumbles they forced, I think that, you know, okay, now you're getting pressure on the quarterback. And normally, I think we've learned that takeaways start in the pocket, because that's where you're going to either get pressure on the quarterback, you're going to get maybe a sack fumble, or the pressure is going to create an interception. And I think those are some of the things that were taking place, just like the last interception, right? They're a little bit desperate. Bryce Young's got to throw the ball down the field. He sees an open receiver, but he doesn't see where all the safeties are or the corners are, and Mukwamu's able to come in, swoop in, and get an interception. So, but again, it started in the pocket. So the key to this is Micah Parsons has to keep playing the way he's playing. Odighizuwa's got to keep playing the way he's playing. And you guys mentioned Lawson, if he can – you know, continue to contribute somehow, some way. And even, you know, Chauncey Golston playing well up front. So they still need that if they're going to be able to survive this last, you know, stretch where they're playing three consecutive games against teams with winning records.
When it with Nealon, Have you liked what you've seen? I know
yes.
he was injured.
He's
but...
still there, and they're still kind of got him on a pitch count.
Okay.
So I don't think – I think his snap count was maybe in the teens off the top of my head.
I think he was 18 or something like that.
Yeah, and so they're having to watch that. But, yeah, he's – you know, it's a shame that you had lost him for a period of time. But, again – you know, they're still this injury bug has not gone away, and they still got to be able to deal with it. Nealon, 23 snaps, so he played a little more than I thought. But again, yeah, they're going to need these guys up front to play well. You saw Leafau get more snaps, and I think you saw more production. So that's got to continue. But again, these injuries, it's amazing that they keep hitting at the same positions.
Yeah.
Right? That's the hard part. You know,
defensive
cornerback,
line and cornerback.
Yeah. I mean, it's then offensive line. You know, is Brock Hoffman going to have to start again at center? Will BB ready? So you got your backup guard playing center and your third backup guard playing guard. And maybe Guyton's ready to be available out there to play left tackle. And when he did, he actually played pretty well, I thought. I thought much better than Adoga can. So we'll see where the offensive line goes here.
I had one more last thing for you. This is not necessarily on the field, but I know Brandon Cooks is hosting a holiday gift celebration. How often do you get a chance to, like, go see these type of things, or do you ever have a memorable story from whether it's something like this or visiting the hospital or anything like that? Because that feels like I really appreciate that the players do that with their free time.
Yeah, I don't know that I've had a chance to do that in a while, but I have gone to the hospital visits previously, and it's a very kind of fulfilling experience to see these guys and how they don't just go to go, right? They really interact, and you can see it have an emotional effect on them dealing with these kids, especially the ones, you know, I think the ones I've gone to are at the at Children's Hospital here in Dallas.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a pretty touching thing to see those. And I hate hospitals, right? I don't.
Sure.
It's just uncomfortable, and just walking down the hallway, not to mention going to see whoever you're going to see, or taking care of yourself, by the way.
For real.
Yeah. But to see these guys go down the halls with their smiles on their face and very uplifting, yeah, it's a pretty neat experience that I think everybody should at least have to go and see that once in their lives.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And I thought you were going to ask me if I ate raccoon or anything.
No. Yeah. So we were actually, yeah, I understand why that question got asked. I really, really do. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
I'll be here. See ya.